Strength Block, the podcast with your hosts, Sophie and Damien Ribot.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the sixth episode of the Strength Block podcast. Starting on a positive note as Sophie tries not to laugh at my cheesy intro, I am Damien.
And I am Sophie.
And yeah, it's been a while. We skipped a couple weeks.
It's been pretty busy.
Yeah, here. It's been super busy. If you keep up with us on social media, you understand why. We've done a few things that I think we can be quite proud of. We've opened a gym. We've been pushing for memberships. We've been super busy. It's been like no days off, but that is the nature of entrepreneurship.
We actually have a November promo that's been going on for a couple of weeks now, and you've got about a week and a half left to grab it if you do want to. So you want to tell them about the promo?
Yeah. So I think it'll be like 1 week by the time this podcast comes out, because it'll come out next Saturday. We're recording this on the previous Sunday. So basically, I want to personally provide you an induction and an introduction to our studio, to our gym. So when we started Strength Block, we wanted it to be for everyone, from experienced lifters through to people that have never stepped foot in a gym before. However, we aren't so naive to think that there isn't a bit of a barrier to entry, a little bit of intimidation for some people, because we are a gym that is mainly based on free weights and barbells, right? So if you've never moved a barbell or free weights, we can understand you're like, oh, that place has a cool vibe, but I don't know how I would be able to train in it. What I'm doing to help ease that is just till the end of November, anyone that signs up for a membership at Strength Block, you'll get like one free personal training session with me, in which no matter where you are, I've coached super experienced people and I have introduced people to training for the first time. So that first training session will get you comfortable and confident with how to use the equipment, and we'll really be able to figure out what is the best plan of attack while providing good feedback on form, technique, how to lift, all that kind of stuff. Then to support this, you're going to get 6 weeks of my online coaching. Basically, this gives you access to an online platform where I will tailor make a program for you specific to your goals, designed for our equipment, so that you have the best starting guide to get started, right? A great introduction, and then 6 weeks of perfect tailored programming with all the examples, all the tracking metrics you need, and the ability to communicate with me whenever you want. This package is valued at $440 if you were to get it separately. I'm just throwing it in because I just want to fill this gym with some dope people.
So this is if you become a member of the gym.
Yeah.
By the end of November. So sign up online on our website to become a member, and you get the personal training session and 6 weeks of online coaching free. So that's our promo.
Yeah. It's been super busy, super busy. Anyway, how are you feeling, Soph? I am currently very, very stressed out because I'm pretending to know how to use Facebook Ad Manager, and it is crushing my soul as it does every time. Like, when it comes to running a business, I always say, outsource the stuff you suck at, but for some reason I always think I can do the advertising stuff, but I can't. I'm not a data person. I hate it. I can't stand it. Love the creative, hate the back end.
Yeah, doing all the admin side as well.
Yeah, you've been tucking into...
I've just been same. Nothing new here. Just doing the admin. Kind of balancing all my different jobs and, yeah, training in the new space.
Yeah. People don't often see the ugly, hard part of what some might interpret as success. You don't see the admin, the failures, the frustrations, because as a business, you always want to be, and even as a person, you always want to be perceived as knowing what you're doing. But I can 100% assure you there are times, no matter how experienced you are, you are not going to know what you're doing. And that kind of segues into today's topic, which is the perception of success.
Yeah. So we're talking about business success more than anything. And just talking about basically, we always see business openings when people launch new businesses, new brands. We're all very aware of them because they come out with a massive boom on social media, word of mouth, etc. But you never actually see the downfall of businesses. So talking to people about their businesses, most people have had multiple businesses. By the time they've got like a successful one, they've probably had a few failures in the past that you don't even know about because you only see the big boom when they first come on the scene.
Yeah, it's a very, very weird one, especially we exist in an attention economy. We like new things constantly. So it's very easy to grab attention for like a split second, but can be pretty difficult to maintain. Now, the reason why this topic even came into our head was because there was this business that Sophie and I'm not going to name them because it feels weird doing so, but there's a business that Sophie and I have watched over the years, and it's been a very cool business. It would be like a business goal for a lot of people in regards to how they worked, their product, their social media, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, classic Kiwi startup, doing it really cool, great branding, great ideas. And then recently they announced that they were closing after how many years?
I don't even know.
Yeah, maybe like 5-10 years, somewhere around there. Anyway, they've done all the hard work. And just the nature of business is they had like one misstep that then caused them to like hemorrhage money.
Especially with the COVID stuff, like that really kind of puts a nail in a coffin for a lot of people. But yeah, it was like a business that you didn't expect to go down. So it's like shocking because you're like, oh, from what I see from the outside looking in, this business is super successful. Everyone loves it. Everyone talks about it. People are buying their stuff. And then suddenly just like that, gone.
Yeah. It's like you wish you could be that business and then you find out that business didn't work. But the only reason we are even aware was because they released like a goodbye post and they offered transparency to their customer base.
Yeah, which a lot of companies wouldn't do. They would kind of just like, okay, this didn't work. We're just going to kind of duck out and not really say anything, just disappear and not bring too much attention to it.
They fizzle out.
Yeah.
Now, if you've been following me, I am an expert on fizzling out.
Well, first of all, you like to start businesses. You like to start things, projects, anything, which probably ties into the ADHD stuff.
Ah, the ADHD stuff.
But yeah, so you're an ideas guy. So you're always coming up with the new exciting things, right?
Yeah, I always think that I should just be at like the beginning planning stages of a project and then like enter in at key moments to just like redirect the ship and step back out and just let other people run it. And that it's funny we should touch on that because that is one of the gaps Sophie fills in my entrepreneurship. But the amount of businesses I have had that have, some have fallen apart in the public's eye, and a lot of them have fizzled either because once I was through the beginning stages,
once you've done the exciting part, you're like, I'm bored of this.
Yeah. So there's a few that people might not even be aware of. One of my favorites, and you can still actually look this up and you can still buy its products, but I've never pushed it, is a business called Thug Mugs.
Thug Mugs. So you can, is that online still?
Yeah. If you search up Thug Mugs, you'll be able to find
it. It's actually very cute.
Yeah.
So hey, Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming. People should look at Thug Mugs. Thug Mugs, I actually checked it the other day, and in the 4 years it's been active, it has grossed me a whopping $38.
Okay, so Thug Mugs, first of all, is mugs.
Like coffee cups.
With what, hip hop sayings on them,
but
tailored to be about tea or coffee.
Yeah. So for instance, there's a Snoop Dogg one and it says, "When the pimp's in the crib, ma, boil another pot," I think it was. raindrops, drop tops, sipping on
tea from a hot pot.
Yeah, it was just all that so, kind of stuff.
If you know anyone who's into hip hop, maybe you want to buy the mug for Christmas.
Let's see if I can break $100 by the end of the year. So that's Thug Mugs,
that's
right?
Business.
My first ever business was a brand called Father Mucker.
Of course.
And if you look up any of my companies, I'm still under the Father Mucker branding.
Yeah, still registered as Father Mucker.
Because it's like I started it when I was 21 and edgy.
What a 21-year-old male name for a business.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a streetwear business. Mm. And it was the perfect example of being completely gusto, undercapitalized. So I did not have money. I was constantly trying to make sales to pay debts and backwards, forwards, until I basically ran out of the ability to do it. And that fizzled into nothing.
Yeah.
I actually became a personal trainer as a way of generating money to support Father Mucker. But then I was a better personal trainer than I was an owner of a streetwear business.
Yeah.
So that fizzled out.
Okay.
And then there is obviously my big squad apparel. That's another one.
Yes.
And squad apparel is linked very closely to my previous training studio, which was Alpha Father Mucker.
Another business.
Oh, God, so cringe. which also, it was me trying to learn the ropes while running a business and trying to become a coach all at once. And then some personal stuff in my life
We actually still have some squad apparel at home in boxes still. We've got caps, we've got jumpers, like some random singlets.
It's very high quality stuff as well.
Yeah, it's printed on like really good Ace Color brand, right?
Yeah, so, screen printed, it's beautiful.
Probably should try and get rid of it.
We should flick that off.
It's still in the logo colors that we have now.
Yeah. Again, if you've been following me for ages, you'll know that everything I do has a magenta accent in it.
Black, white, and magenta.
Yeah. It started off as like two brands, and then it's just as time has gone by, it's become my signature. And now I'm like, I could go away from the magenta, but we'll leave it in.
Yeah.
We'll leave it in. It's our thing. It's in the Strength Block logo, so it survived this far.
Mm-hmm.
But basically the reason I listed off all those businesses that fizzled and failed, and I'm sure I'm forgetting some.
Mm.
There was Sets as well, but let's not touch on that. Is because the other day, someone actually reached out to me on Instagram and they said like, hey, it's really cool seeing someone, because I was talking about my ADHD. It's really cool seeing someone like myself. So they were taking their mental health and projecting it onto me and finding common ground, succeeding, right? Which I was like, oh yeah, that's cool. And it's like, they're like, it's very cool seeing someone like you succeed. The weird thing is, even though both of us have been doing this for over a decade, I don't see myself as successful. So it comes as quite a weird realization when you realize people viewing your life view it as a success. Whereas to me, I feel like my life is a string of failures that once in a while something goes right and I try to hold on to that. And I haven't noticed that with all the things that have the things that I've managed to hold on to that have gone right, they are adding up over time.
Yeah, that's why you can't compare yourself to other people, like people you see on Instagram or whatever with businesses who you think are really successful, because you never actually know what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. And now that I also work in digital marketing, I get to see behind the scenes of a lot of businesses and the foot they put forwards is not actually how it's going behind the scenes. It's far more difficult out there than people realize.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if you've tried to start a business. But with these few successes in my personal life that I've obviously put on social media, because I'm not going to put a bunch of like, hey, look guys, this business also fails.
Exactly. It's a highlight reel.
It looks like I'm doing really well.
Yeah.
But it's been a rough ride, and it really changed my perspective on how I view other people.
Yes, true.
One of my favorite sayings is, you will fail 9 times, and then when you finally nail it on the 10th, people will say, you got lucky, right? And that's kind of the same. Now, while this is about business, I feel like because of the way social media is, many of us have even started running our lives like a personal brand. You know, like you, you filter through your memories and you only put the best parts of your life forwards. And I feel like this is a little bit of a dangerous thing, first of all, because it changes everyone's perception of everyone.
Yeah.
You know, you always feel like you're behind everyone.
Yeah.
Right. Every peer, you're seeing all the good parts of their life and you're comparing it to the bad parts of your life, even though you're not putting those bad things out. So they're not putting out theirs either. So that's what I mean. Everyone's like a personal brand now. They pretend they're a business.
It is a personal brand. I love kind of being authentic on the gram. And I think a lot of people find me authentic on the gram. Like they reach out and say, it's nice to follow people who are more authentic, where you actually do share the ups and the downs and kind of keep it a bit more real. But that's important to me because especially for myself, I know I do a massive cull all the time. I'm constantly unfollowing people.
Auditing your followers. Gram.
It really makes me feel good just being like, no, 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 goodbye. Like deleting all the ones that I don't feel are true or align with me anymore. And just kind of clearing it out and just keeping who kind of inspires me on my page.
It's a really good habit to have. Otherwise, you can end up in a pretty negative feedback loop if you don't take a moment to realize who you choose to follow on social media is structuring your perspective of everything.
Yeah.
So if it's giving you negative consequences, it's causing you emotional distress, you should remove it.
And don't follow people because it's a train crash that you can't stop watching.
Oh, I'm terrible for that.
Yeah, like just if it makes you feel bad, uncomfortable, you don't like it, instead of like looking at it and being like, ugh, this person's so annoying and still following them, just get rid of them.
Yeah.
Like it's not going to help you in any way by looking at it and judging it. Like,
yeah.
Follow better things that inspire you.
Yeah, I have a bit of a problem because I've been in this strength game for so long. I follow a lot of like OG strength influencers that over the years have turned into misogynistic, toxic.
They might start off being like aligning with you, but over time they don't align with you anymore.
Yeah. Because I understand how it happens, right? It starts with like, I want to help guys get strong. And then it's like, I want to make guys get strong and be dominant. And the next thing you know, I want to make guys get strong, be dominant, and women are the reason why you're not. Like, it's a very easy sales pitch, right?
Pull the plug on that one.
Yeah, and it's like... part of me, like, I justify it that, like, okay, part of me, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I want to see how extreme these ideas get. The other part of me is like, I need to keep my finger on the pulse because I'm in this industry and I need to be able to combat it if I come across it. You know, because, like, I've always been a person that pushes kindness and empathy above everything, equality, all that kind of stuff that these people would call me woke, I guess. So like I kind of keep my finger on the pulse, but then I'm also aware that it's like if you were to tap on one of these like complete misogynistic people's profiles and it says like followed by Damien Lifts,
yes, exactly.
It gets a pretty negative.
You're like, oh my god, I can't believe Damien follows this person.
Yeah, like I don't want you to think that I share their ideas.
Maybe you need to do a cull.
Yeah, I don't know. Or I need to be more vocal about how much I dislike it, but I do fear the legions of guys that like run to these guys' defense that I can't be bothered managing. You know, I gotta look after my mental health. But yeah, so I don't even know that we just completely went out
off topic
on a complete tangent. I'm exhausted. I've drunk too much coffee. The whole shebang. So yeah, basically, when it comes to perceiving success, whether you, especially online, it's a matter of how long something can stay successful, and do know that the purpose of being projecting yourself as successful, you're supposed to be making it look easy no matter how hard it is.
Yeah.
And that there are very few people that this comes from easily, unless you've got like, you know, access to money.
Yeah, a lot of the time it takes a lot of money to even start up a business, like advertising, all that kind of stuff. And if it doesn't work out, then it puts you in debt straight away. And that's how a lot of businesses do go under.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard at the beginning.
You have to be a sucker for punishment. So to put it in perspective, when my last personal training studio went under, I was in the hole like almost 30 grand.
Mm.
And it took me 5 years, because not only did I lose my business, I lost my income as well.
Yeah.
It took me almost 5 years to be even in a position to be like, I think I can do this again.
Yeah.
And now people are looking at Strength Block and like, we're getting great compliments and I love it.
Yeah.
But the level of work that it has taken to get here, I don't know if it's worth it for most people. It's 100% worth it for me.
Yeah.
But it definitely is harder than you would realize.
Totally. Way harder than you'd expect.
And so if you aren't 100% entrepreneurial, no matter how cool it may seem to own a business, there's also no shame in just working a job and having stability. That is something that I do long for, like half of me does, but I know I can't do it.
There's pros and cons to being self-employed and owning a business.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. Just like there's pros and cons of working for someone as well.
Yeah, yeah. But yes, so I think we'll wrap it up at that. This was a bit of a ramble of an episode.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about, we have an event coming up.
We do, we do. It is called Deadlifts and Donuts.
Yeah.
So basically, we are going to be pulling deadlifts.
If you like deadlifts and you like donuts.
Those are two of my favorite things.
You know where to come.
We will confirm the exact date, but the event itself is, we will be basically focusing on deadlifts for like 2 hours. It'll be donuts. It'll just be a cool vibe.
Yeah.
It isn't like a strict coaching session, but Sophie will be there. I will be there. So if you want to learn how to deadlift, perfect your technique, we are 100% in your corner to help.
Yeah. If you just want to come eat the donuts, that's fine too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's also perfectly fine.
And it'll be limited numbers and you'll have to sign up to say that you want to come, because there's going to only be limited numbers because we have just a few platforms. So we'll all kind of be sharing with each other. Yeah.
I will be deadlifting. I will be participating. I'm not just a coach for this. I can't skip the deadlift part of deadlifts and donuts. So yeah, there. Some of us, I guess, will be like trying to crack some PBs while other people will be learning, and we'll just keep the vibe light and happy. Like, it'll be a good time. It'll be a good time. Not too hardcore, but if you want to move some weight, come move some weight.
And that will be this month?
Yes, correct, correct.
Okay, date TBC.
TBC.
Actually, by the time this comes out, we've probably already advertised for it. So whether you hear this first or you see it on socials, then you'll know all about it.
Or I'm still looking at Facebook ad manager and pulling my hair out like, ah! All right. Well, thank you very much. This has been the Strength Block Podcast. Visit our website at www.strengthblock.co.nz. Sign up for a membership. Get my sweet November promotion.
Right, yeah.
And we
come
will
do deadlifts and donuts.
And come do deadlifts and donuts. All right, we will see you in 2 weeks' time.